Hey guys, thanks for listening to the podcast. For every podcast we do, we also do a live stream on our YouTube channel, Midwest Hour. The link will be in the description. Please come and just give us a subscribe and like. If you don't like the video platform, that's okay, but it'd be great to help grow the channel. You can do live chats during the podcast, which would be a lot of fun and help grow the community. Now into the episode.
Yeah. Perfect. Because I need to have my directions up to figure out where I'm going, so.
Part of Minnesota you in right now? Are you like closer
I'm
to
on
the cities?
94. I'm getting close-ish. I'm through Alexandria, so I
Ah,
still gotta
yeah.
get to St. Cloud.
Yeah. Wasn't there like a, I don't think this was a trip I went on with you, but I feel like there's in St. Cloud like this really good sandwich, huh?
I don't know. This is scary town when it gets dark.
Is it? Yeah.
Yeah, I don't feel safe, and I'm a large man, so I can only imagine what other people that feel like down there. But I guess you have beer to help with that,
Yeah, fair, tough but fair.
so. So I guess the latest news I saw was Zach Wilson got benched for Mike White. It's Mike Mania time.
Yeah, so it was kind of like the Patriots. Like, I obviously like Mac Jones, but the Patriots and the Jets, the only reason they've had good records this year is their defense.
Or because of their backup quarterbacks, Joe Flacco and Zappy.
Yeah, right. And
And
they're
they just went.
starting Mike White. That's who they're starting this week.
Yeah, I know. But it's Mike's time to take over the Jets. I mean, honestly, last year the team became his team, and they should have let him keep it. But he lost feeling in his arm and stuff. Whatever.
The
He's
Jets are just
back.
cursed. They
Hey.
haven't had a good quarterback since like Joe Namath, like Mark Sanchez is.
And Mark Sanchez led him to an AFC Championship game.
Yeah.
They hold on to that AFC Divisional Champion banner proudly.
Yeah. Yeah,
Dude,
it's
I'm sure it's up there because I don't know what else the Jets
Mr.
have.
Butt Fumble himself. Well, they were like kind of competitive in the 90s. I mean, they didn't like make a ton of noise going to like a Super Bowl or anything, but like they were kind of competitive for a bit. And then Bill
That's because
Belichick
they're in
just
the
put the curse
weakest
on
division.
when with the New England, Parcells thought they had it made. Belichick was going to stay, and they just was like, yeah, fuck you, I'm going to Mass.
Yeah, so they're probably only going to win six or seven games this year.
Yeah. You think they're only going to win 6 or 7?
Yeah, because what, they've won five?
They won 6. So
I
they're
thought they were
6-4.
They're 6-4. I thought they were 5-4. My mistake. Okay, maybe 7 or 8 games. I'll give them. I
Yeah.
could give
Like,
two wins. I can see two wins, but.
here's the craziest thing to me is the AFC East, like how close it is right now. So Miami leads it. They're 7-3. Buffalo's 7-3. Then the Patriots and the Jets are both 6-4. So they're all like winning teams. This is the first time in forever that the AFC East has had four winning teams.
The only issue is that both the Patriots and the Jets football games are the most boring games to watch.
The Patriots are just straight like run it down your throat, get maybe some play action, and then solid defense.
And when they're running it down your throat, they are not, in fact, getting any run plays. It's a consistent 4 yards. That's all you need. It's
Yeah,
just
well,
consistent 4 yards.
it's not entertaining, but it wins some games. I mean, that's kind of about it. But like the Patriots,
It's gonna be so much fun to watch them.
I'm just saying the Patriots and the Jets both like they need more quarterback play. But like Mac Jones, like we've talked about this before, I like him, but he's an above average game manager in situations.
Above average
He's
is
just there
kind
to
of
make.
sucking his dick a little bit too much. I'd say average.
I'm just saying he's a game manager with some above average game manager moments, I guess would be the best way to word it.
Sure, 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 sure. I'll give
Zach
you that.
Wilson is like a below average to average game manager.
And you know who's a winner?
Who?
Zappy. Zappy's a winner.
Yeah, Zappy's the guy. Yeah.
So Steph has Zach Wilson on her fantasy team, and Matt's been trying to get him this whole time. And
Yeah.
Steph finally, like the other week, she's like, "Why the fuck am I keeping Zach Wilson? Like, what was the purpose of me having him?" I was like, "Oh, well, he was a rookie last year. He got hurt, so maybe he was gonna have a good year on his comeback from injury and everything." She's like, "Oh." Well, he fucking sucks. I should have just given him to Matt when I had the chance.
Jesus. By the
I
way.
I was like, hey, babe, he doesn't score a lot of fantasy points, but he wins games.
Yeah. Have you seen that I'm, like, in first place in fantasy right now?
Yeah, I need your dad to lose out, or I need Bailey to lose out, and I need to outscore them by, like, a margin of 60 points each week, basically, to make the playoffs. I'm on a good streak right now, but it's just a little bit too late.
Yeah. Well, no, you might be able to. You're in third place right now, like, in your division, I'm looking. So, basically, yeah, like,
matter.
If
it
you.
Matter,
if you,
though. I got to be.
Yeah, it does.
I got to be top six.
Yeah, but it's not top six overall. I don't think we changed
that,
did we?
Yeah, it's top six overall. If you look at the playoffs, if you look at my positioning right now in the league, it shows me at seventh.
Yeah, but it goes like we got two divisions, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, we have two divisions, but it doesn't matter. In the playoffs, it literally doesn't matter. It's like as if we're 12 teams in one. Hmm. The divisions, like, they just didn't. They don't matter.
I got to see how this thing is. It's
But, like, even if I win out, your dad and Bailey are two games ahead of me. I needed them both to lose last week for me to have, like, a really good chance. And now they both won last week. So now my chances are a lot lower because they need a double loss now just to, like, have a sniff. And I also have to have two of my best weeks.
True.
Yeah. And then I went from, in my other league, I went from second to seventh in a matter of 2 weeks. And so now I need to win this week, and I'm playing the number one team in the week, so we'll see how that goes.
Oh, shit. Yeah, you're right. I'm looking at it. You don't know what the bracket would look like today.
Yeah.
Because it's showing that you'd be seven and Steph would be 10, and you guys would play each other in the toilet bowl bracket.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm feeling pretty good. Last year my team was ass, but
I get it. You just want to keep me out of the playoffs because you'd be playing me first round and you'll lose because I'll have Deshaun Watson back and it'll be his second week back.
I'm not worried about that at all. I got Pat Mahomes and Joe Burrow.
Yeah, I have MJ of football.
Yeah, Pat Mahomes is basically like the GOAT right now.
Hey, so it's week 12 right now. Last week, Deshaun was at practice. And I've seen
some
coverage on it, which can only mean that he's practicing really, really good. Because if he was bad, they would jump on that.
They'd bury his ass.
He must be throwing 80-yard bombs on target in garbage cans. They're just dumbfounded by how good this guy still is, and they're just not going to cover it.
Yeah. No, that wouldn't shock me one bit. Because, yeah, I know he's been practicing. I read about it. And they have not said a word.
I know. How come I haven't heard anything? How come, like, ESPN has been covering it? How come I haven't seen any videos? You know, like, you would think you'd see at least a video of him walking out of the practice field.
I'm pretty confident that what's going to happen is he's going to go out there and he's going to get booed pretty hard.
Not a chance. The Cleveland fan base love this man. He has integrity. He will bring this team together.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
In the locker room.
Yeah, they don't really have a choice, David. There's a $230 million commitment to this guy.
Yeah, you there? Contract tells, yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay.
Keeps cutting out. Now
what the heck? Okay.
His contract tells me that he's the best player in the league.
Yeah, that's
like that's
not the case, but go on.
You don't know that. He hasn't played in a year and a half. You don't know that.
Yeah, I'm just saying. I don't think he's going to be what he was. The guy hasn't played in 2 years, dude.
The guy's 26.
Yeah, I know, but I'm just saying. Like,
it's not Michael Vick coming out of prison. Mike Tyson came out of prison and was scarier. This man's been at home training for 2 years straight with a great nutritionist.
Mike Tyson came out of prison. It was scarier. You got a point. Yeah, no, I get what you're saying. I'm a little skeptical. Like, if he gets out there and he just plays a really good game right out of the gate, I'd be shocked.
I'm telling you, first game, 445 yards, four touchdowns, two incompletions.
No way.
Amari Cooper, 179.
Next, you're going to tell me that I need to go to the grocery store and pick the clerk that I see, and they're going to go play NFL football for Denver next week because Russell Wilson is sucking it up.
Did you see Amari Cooper's game last week? He's heating up. He's getting ready. He's prepared for one.
He's probably pretty jacked up because if Deshaun Watson is what he was when he gets on the field, he's going to have a legitimate quarterback.
Maybe that's why he played so well, because he practiced with Deshaun last week and he was so fucking excited that he just went out there and his spirit helped his team.
Yeah.
Because he is a great team leader.
Now, fucking Jesus. Deshaun Watson comes back and stinks it up. Amari Cooper's probably going to hurt his ankle and Michael Thomas and never play again.
If he goes and stinks it up first week, I'll eat my words. You know, I'll take it. Because
yeah,
I know that it only means that he's going to come back hungrier because he's a competitor.
Yeah. I just wonder, like, for defensive coordinators, so Houston is who they play, which we've talked about this. You can't tell me that that wasn't strategically planned.
Yeah, that's why I'm telling you, 445 yards.
I'm just wondering, like, is his game going to be any different? So he's playing a bit of a different offense, isn't he? Like, Stefanski's offense isn't quite what Houston was. But I'm saying, like, for defensive coordinators to prep, I just don't know what they go off of. I mean, do they think he's going to...
I mean, I would imagine that if they planned on him starting week 11 back on week 1. They already planned, or week 13. They planned for that all the way back in week 1. So I imagine that maybe not at the beginning of the season, but for sure right now, whatever the playbook they're playing right now with Jacoby is what Deshaun's going to be doing. Mm,
that's fair. Tough with her.
He's going to dice him up because when he had D.
Cooper's good, but he's no D Hop.
No, but he has Njoku. He's got two star running backs, both real.
You there? If you're cutting out. Can you hear me? You keep cutting out. You there? Hey, can you hear me?
Yeah, it was just a little connection, low spot is all that was.
Ah, gotcha. Yeah, I don't know. We'll see how Cleveland is. But, like, with the playoff race right now, it's looking pretty competitive. Cleveland's obviously not going to make the playoffs, but...
They might.
No, dude, they won 3 games.
They won 4, didn't they win last week?
No, they're 3-7. They've lost 2 in a row.
Yeah, they needed that one last week.
I'm looking here. Basically, like, if the playoffs started today, the Patriots would have to get in. They're a 6 seed. Kansas City would be the 1, Miami would be a 2.
Well, Miami. Let's say, theoretically, the Browns win this week and then Deshaun comes back and they roll the table. So they win 7 weeks in a row or 7 games in a row.
They have to pull some crazy shit, dude. No, they won't. Baltimore's won 7.
You think
Cincinnati's won 6.
You think a 10-win team isn't the 7 seed?
No. Just based on how good the AFC is this year, like,
there's
it's ultra
no
competitive.
Way you miss the playoffs.
Dude, you, like, literally, like, 8 teams here would have to lose, like, how many games we got? There's 6 more.
There's 7.
They'd have to – 7 more. Okay, they'd have to damn near lose out. Like, it would take a team like Cincinnati just, like – Cincinnati, the Jets, and the Chargers, and the Patriots, really, all 4 of these teams, they would just have to choke so hard. Like, they could not win any more games.
And I told you, Jets are only going to win 2 more games.
The Jets, they're kind of a dumpster fire offensively because Breece Hall's hurt and Zach Wilson's shit. Now he's getting benched. But they still got that defense. Their defense is pretty good.
Yeah, it's okay, I guess. But, you know.
Now, the NFC's where it's, like, interesting to me. Yeah, but, like, I don't know. I feel like you're better off with a great defense. It's like a great defense. It's boring, which is why the NFL throws penalties at them. Because they're like, oh my God, they're scoring points. But it's like, That's what wins championships right there.
I think the only reason why it's so boring is that it's because when they're really good, it's a three and out. So you don't even really get to see them and appreciate them. You see, oh, a tip ball, a throwaway, punt the ball. Like, if it was a three and out of, oh, that running back just got demolished. Oh, this linebacker demolished.
It'd be more entertaining. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Well, so I don't want to go through every game last week, but do you watch the Vikings game against Dallas?
No. They scored 3 points.
What happened? I caught, like, bits and pieces of that game. But Dallas just showed up in Minnesota and just, like, beat the shit out of them.
The offense never really looked in rhythm.
And I, like, checked in and out throughout the first half. And then I watched a little bit of the third quarter, mostly because Red Zone told me to. Or made me, actually. And it was the defensive line was dominating. I believe their left tackle went down on an injury. That might have been a different game, but I believe it was that game that their left tackle went down. So that may have been the issue.
Gotcha.
Is that their offensive line depth isn't good enough?
They took a bigger beating than Arizona did. So, like, I mean, it's
because Arizona's going to surprise a lot of people in the second half of the season, dude.
I don't see it. Jimmy Garoppolo and the 49ers just dropped 38 points on them. I don't see it happening.
That's rivalry game. They had their number. The 49ers,
dude,
very, very good.
A rivalry game is typically like a 3-point game.
I know. But surprisingly, are very good in the division. Like, they own the Rams. Yeah. They own the Cardinals, typically. It's the Chargers. I give them iffy, and the Chargers aren't usually the top team in the division. So I
mean,
like,
Seattle.
Oh yeah, Seattle. Sorry, Seattle. Yeah, sorry.
Yeah.
Even Seattle. Yeah, no, the Niners own the NFC West, and they're not, like, now they are because they have McCaffrey, but they weren't the best team in the West.
Yeah. Well, the West has just been kind of a dumpster fire. I thought they were going to be, like, really good. All four teams. Well, not all four, but, like, three of the four. I thought were going to be good this year, and then Seattle somehow. It shocked everybody and played well. And then the Niners, I think, are the front runners.
I saw a video where it was this guy breaking down the NFC playoff race that's going to happen. He said, the Bucs are going to make it to the playoffs 8-9 and get a whole for Giants. Tom Brady's going to play Daniel Jones and beat Daniel Jones. He's then going to go into Minnesota against Kirk Cousins and beat Kirk Cousins perform. Chance of fucking Geno Smith, and I'm gonna lose it because
he's gonna make it to another Super Bowl.
Buffalo's. You there? Cutting out again.
It's gonna happen. Absolutely.
Yeah, I can hear you. I think the Bills are gonna roll. Like, the Bills. Or Dallas, I think that they're going to roll.
I
don't know. It's just kind of a weird mix right now. Like, I think Buffalo's toughest opponent is Kansas City, and that's been that way for like 2 years now.
Yes, I mean, who else do you really have? I mean, right now, the Ravens have cooled off a little bit. Beginning of the season, I'd say the Ravens, but they've cooled down a bit. Lamar has calmed down a little bit. He'll be back, though. He remembers that he needs to get paid still, so.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's fucked up, though, because it's fucked up to me because Buffalo right now, at the season ended, they'd be a 5 seed.
Yep.
Like, Miami wins the East as of today because they have that win, and Buffalo would wind up playing Baltimore in a wild card game. In Baltimore, by the way. So, I mean, they could have a tough schedule in the playoffs, too. I mean, like, the Titans are a 3 seed. Nobody's talking about Baltimore.
Whoever gets that the second place in the East is going to be a tough 5.
Oh, sure. I know. It's going to be a total tough 5. But I'm saying, like, Tennessee and Baltimore, nobody's really talking about them, but they could be sneaky. I mean, like, Tennessee last year, Derrick Henry just got hurt. I think they could have went.
I'm kind of over Tennessee at this point.
Yeah. I'm just saying, I think they could make a push.
They just disappointed me last year, and I'm just kind of over it. Brian Tannehill.
Yeah, well, they got that.
And they're not like.
They got the all pro Ryan Tannehill.
Fucking, they should have traded him for Matt Ryan. They'd have the same thing.
Dude, but Matt Ryan better just money. Hang those. He better hang those cleats up.
Hey, he should have won that game last week. That was bullshit.
No.
They were up by two touchdowns in the fourth quarter. They lost by a single point to the one seed.
Yeah.
And the NFC, like.
Who the hell do you think is going to wind up getting that job? There's no way Jeff Saturday keeps it after the year. You there?
Yep. You still hear me?
Yeah. I was just saying, I don't know. Who do you think is going to take that Colts head coach job?
Jeff Saturday, 100%. There's
no way he could stay in that role.
Probably OC.
Yeah. I don't know. But anyway, yeah, I mean, we should make the picks because you keep cutting in and out.
Yeah. You're 100% right. All right, who plays tomorrow?
So, first game we got Buffalo at Detroit. I'm taking the Bills.
You know, Detroit never loses on Thanksgiving, except for every time they lose on Thanksgiving. So, I'm taking the Bills.
Next, we got the Giants going down to Dallas.
Giants going down to Dallas. You know, I'm going to do Giants as the upset here.
I'll take Dallas on this one. They're at home. Next game, we got Patriots Vikes.
Oh, one second. Who did you have in the Giants Cowboys game? Sorry.
I took the Cowboys and you at the Giants.
Okay. Yep, sounds good. Okay. So then it's who at the Patriots?
Patriots at Minnesota.
That's the game Minnesota's going to lose because it's prime time Kirk. Ah, I'll give it the Vikings still, though. I'll take the Vikings.
Yeah, I'm taking the Patriots on this one.
Yeah, it's probably a good call by your.
Then we got Bucks Browns on Sunday.
We're going to take the Browns. They need this win here to go on their playoff run, so.
I'll take the Bucks on this one.
I wonder if Deshaun's going to be on the sideline.
No, I don't think, like, with that suspension, I don't think he can even be at the game. I could be totally wrong on that. But,
I just remember since he can be at practices, you know?
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. I didn't think he could even practice until a certain point, which must have been, like, a week ago, right?
It was last week, yeah. Last week was when he could finally join practices. Yeah. So
maybe he can be on the sideline. I don't know. I mean, he couldn't suit up, but he could be there.
No, but he could lift the spirits of his team. And make sure they win this game.
Yeah, right. let's see. Next, we got Bengals Titans. That's in Tennessee. That'd be a good game. Bengals
Titans. That's a game.
It's a tough
one. Tannehill's back, right?
Yeah, Tannehill's back.
Doesn't help me at all, really, though. Is Jamar back?
No, Jamar Chase is still out, which is great for my fantasy team.
Yeah, I'll take the Titans then.
Okay. I'm going to take the Titans, too. Cincinnati, I think, could score some points here, but Tennessee's got pretty good defense.
Well, Higgins and Boyd need to step up and play better.
Higgins has been pretty good.
Jamar is good, but, like, Jamar shouldn't make your team win and make your team lose type of good. I don't think
T. Higgins has stepped up, at least with my fantasy points he has. He's had like 25 fantasy points like the last 2 weeks. It's been great.
That's pretty cool. I have Darnell Mooney who sometimes catches touchdowns and other times doesn't get the ball, so.
Let's see. Next we got Houston going to Miami.
It doesn't matter. Miami.
Yeah, Miami.
I debated on picking up Miami's defense because they're playing Houston, but.
Yeah, it might not be a bad pickup.
I don't know. I picked the Jets instead.
Yeah. Bold. Let's see. Bears Jets. What's the next game? That's in East Rutherford.
I'm taking the Jets here. Mike White is going off 300-plus yards and 2 touchdowns minimum.
I'm taking the Bears on this. The Bears almost snuck up and won last week against Atlanta. Not that that's a big game, but they almost won it.
Yeah, they're still not a good football team. That's the thing. You know, people forget about that, is that they're just not good at football. So
the Falcons or the Bears or both?
No, the Falcons they're actually pretty good. The Bears, they have random scrambles that give them a lot of yards because Justin Fields is a very good athlete, but they're not a very good football team. Where the Falcons are very good at running the ball. They have a dominant offensive line, and they can help, like, they win the line of scrimmage a lot of times. It helps out their running backs that are not good running backs. Patterson's good, but they don't give him the ball. So, because I'm imagining that Algier is going to be their future is in their heads. So that's why they're giving him more touches now, even though Patterson's back. But whatever. We're not talking about Falcons right now.
But the fact that the Falcons are almost 500 this year is shocking to me.
The Falcons should be winning the damn South.
They're still in the hunt. Like, they're not out of it. They're in second place right now.
I know, but they should be in first.
Yeah. Oh, they're a game back, and that's wild. You could – I would have never put any amount of money on that before week one. But this week
– any time other than week one that they'd be – or other than week two that they'd be a game behind first.
Yeah, no shit. So the Falcons, that's the next game. They're going to Washington playing Taylor Heineke.
Falcons. I hope they – so I have noticed in my Falcons game watching that I probably pay more attention to than most people do is that Mariota has been throwing a lot of, like, prayer balls in situations that don't require prayer balls. And I feel like he's going to throw himself out of the starting job here soon. I don't know if it's this week that he does it. I don't know if it's in a couple weeks or not, because right now, like, what they're using him for is to run the ball – because he's a pretty good runner, and to hand off the ball. And he's really good at handing off the ball, like one of the best in the league, I'd say. But when he goes and throws the ball, he's like, oh, okay, let me throw it to this no-name receiver deep middle that's double covered, that's stumbling.
Yeah.
It's multiple times. It isn't like it happens like once every few weeks. It's every week it happens, multiple times a game. And they're like, God, I don't know why he threw that ball. And I'm like, I do, because he's Marcus Mariota. How much does he have to do it until we realize that's what he does?
Basically, well, if they bench him, Desmond Ridder is number two, isn't he?
Yeah, and he gets killed by any defensive line, I'm sure. But maybe not.
Desmond Ridder can't be that much better.
Maybe just a little bit. He's got a good arm.
He might be better for like 2-3 weeks, but that's just because they don't have any pro tape on him.
Well, he did pretty good in the preseason. He was pretty good.
To be fair, saying, like, it's kind of like Mike White with that game or two last year. It's like, yeah, he had two really good games.
Well, no, because Mike White like, figured it out. Overall, not Baker Mayfield.
Fuck, dude. Baker Mayfield, that's the next game is Broncos Panthers. How's this guy losing his job?
I'm so good at this. I'm not even trying.
I know, but how the hell does Baker Mayfield lose his job to Sam Darnold? It went to, what's that guy?
Sam Darnold starting this week?
So he loses it to PJ Walker. That's the guy's name, right? He's played XFL. Now he loses the job to Sam Darnold. They're playing like a freaking musical chairs with the QB position.
Really good for their offensive coordinator and their whole offensive team to be able to figure out how to play with different quarterbacks every week. It must be really fun.
Yeah, and like there's some similarities, right? But it's not like they're identical quarterbacks or how they play. I'd be pissed off. I'd definitely see why Robbie Anderson wanted to go to Arizona.
Yeah. I understand the hissy fit he had.
Yeah. Well, so you got Broncos or you got Carolina? It's in Carolina.
Wait, who is it?
Denver's going to Carolina.
I thought Denver was playing somebody else.
Nope.
What was the game before? Oh, Falcons. Sorry. Denver and Carolina. Wait, who did the Browns play?
The Browns?
Yeah. Who are the Browns playing?
They're playing Tampa Bay.
Oh, Bucks. I thought you said Bronx.
No, I don't.
That doesn't change in my answer. Sorry. Okay. I picked the Broncos to win this game. I guess the Panthers. Yeah.
Sorry. I'm going to take the Broncos as much as it pains me. Next
week. Russell has been doing decent on fantasy lately.
Russell Wilson is leading a 3-7 team and getting compensated pretty fucking heavily for it.
is. It's always Aaron Rodgers.
I'm just saying. I'm like, yeah, go shell all this money out to a guy who's never even played in your scheme. The brand new head coach. Let's see how this works out. Fuck, dude. Tom Brady, he's like, he could step away tomorrow. Fox Sports is like, here's $200 million. You want to come commentate?
Well, yeah, but he doesn't want Giselle to get that. He's not in a divorce to do that.
Yeah, I know. Like, she could try to get that money when it comes to him. But, yeah, I hope Tom Brady's done after this year. He should have never came back this year.
All right, it's really, I don't like watching it. I never liked watching him play, but I really don't like watching that.
The guy's 45, and he's better than, like he's above the average quarterback for sure. I don't know if I can top 10, but he's, like, better than average.
We're watching his life fall apart in front of us. And we're just like,
I fucking know. His life's falling apart, but he's still an above-average quarterback. Sometimes you see flashes of what he used to be, but I'm just like, man, this guy's still got an arm on him. It's shocking.
He's got one drive in the fourth quarter every time, and that's about it.
Tampa Bay's kind of the retirement home. Julio Jones is there too, is like their fourth receiver.
God, Julio's not, but he's showed the flashes like every now and then. Golly, man.
There's that one catch in like week two.
He's gotta be better. Like
I saw that catch and I was like, holy shit, this thing might be like the resurgence of Julio Jones. And then I remembered, I'm like, Julio Jones should have played in New England like 5 years ago. They probably would have broke Moss's record.
Oh, probably. What's up next year?
So we got Baltimore at Jacksonville.
Oh, goddamn, dude. I don't know why I love picking Jacksonville each week because they always lose. But, like, they're a competitive team. They're actually fun to watch. Like, I'm not going to lie. Like, they have fun games, and it's always Trevor Lawrence losing in the fourth quarter, which is going to happen this week, so I'm taking the Ravens. But I will say, they've been a surprise, and it's been a pretty cool nugget this year of, like, just watching them play and have cool offense.
Yeah. I don't know. Baltimore's going to roll these guys this week. Like, Baltimore's going to Jacksonville. They're 4-point favorites. They're going to beat Jacksonville by – at least 10 points.
I think they win by a field goal in the last seconds just because of how the Ravens been playing and how the Jags been playing, but that's just me personally. I would take the under.
Huh.
Not the under. I'd take the plus four.
Bold, bold. Next up, we got
I'm still thinking the Ravens win again. Just putting that out there. Still thinking the Ravens win again.
I'm taking the Ravens on this one, too. Next, we got Chargers at Cardinals.
Cardinals.
Jesus Christ. I'm taking the Chargers.
I can't. The Cardinals have to start winning eventually. It's going to happen. They got it. Their team's too good not to win. So, J.J. Watt's heart barely works, and he's still out there dominating. So, like, they got to win it for J.J.
So, is Kyler Murray in a contract year? Or did they
ink him before the year? Oh, no, he got extended. Oh, he got his money.
Oh, that explains a lot. Okay. Raiders at Seahawks. That's up next.
Seahawks. Raiders don't play football. They're also what we would call not good at football, just like the Chicago Bears. Except for the differences is that they have a lot more talent to actually be good at football, but McDaniels decided to forget how to be an OC. That way he can help the Patriots get a wild card spot.
Jesus Christ. Conspiracy theory. You heard it here first.
Devontae's going to be going to the Patriots next year. You just wait.
And Carr.
They're going to trade Mac Jones. And who's that? Who's the top receiver out there? Jacoby Myers Devontae Adams and Derek Carr.
Yeah, I'll be holding my breath on that one.
And Josh Adams didn't get his fifth year. They purposely didn't give him his fifth year. He's going to sign with the Patriots. It's going to be the Las Vegas Patriots next year. You just wait.
Next, we got the Rams at the Chiefs.
Chiefs.
Okay. Yeah, that's pretty easy. You think Matt Stafford just hangs it up?
Well, I think Stafford needs to just sit out the rest of the year. I think the season's basically over for them at this point, and he should just sit out this year and he'll come back next year. You know, like he has more time still.
Do you think he's gonna retire? The guy's like a fucking Iron Man.
No, I think. I mean, maybe if he plays out the rest of this year, he might need to for physical reasons, but I think if he just like sat out the rest of this year, or at least a good chunk of the year, that he would be set pretty well for next season. Because, yeah. I mean, obviously it's only a few extra weeks of rest, but it's also a few extra weeks of not getting hit, which True. Is the more important thing to his rehab, I think, first, because he just doesn't throw the ball away. He just takes it, so.
Next, we got Saints at San Francisco. San Francisco is a 9.5-point favorite.
As it should be. I will be taking the 49ers, and I expect to see Jameis Winston come out in the second quarter after Andy Dalton has thrown a pick six, three and out, and 21-0. Maybe 28-0.
I'm taking the Niners there. On this one, too. The Saints are a dumpster fire.
They are. Andy Dalton, for some reason, gives them a lot of points in offense, but it doesn't matter because they still lose.
I think the big X factor you're trying to refer to here is Alvin Kamara, who's also on my fantasy team.
Obviously, the reason why Jameis Winston didn't get a starting job back is because with Andy Dalton, they're scoring 30-plus points. That's what he said.
Alvin Kamara has been balling, dude. Let's see. Next, we got Green Bay going to Philly. You think this is the game where they turn it around? Philly's a 6.5-point favorite.
Yeah, Green Bay wins this game.
That's who you're taking?
Yeah.
I'll take the Eagles. That puts us at an odd number. And the Steelers at Colts on Monday.
Oh, fuck. That's an awful game.
It's like a fucking garbage bowl.
You just want to be in solidarity and take the Colts. Yeah, since we have an odd number, we all just both take the Colts.
Yeah. Let's do that. Just make this interesting.
Yeah.
Pittsburgh, this will be the first losing season that Mike Tomlin's ever had. That's really nuts.
Fucking look at his quarterback situation. Mitchell Trubisky or Tennehan Pickens, what do you want?
No, I know. I'm not saying it's fully his fault here. I'm just saying it's kind of crazy that this has never happened before.
The combined record is overall, it was 24th or whatever, and he was still first quarterback. I wonder if they're old in their first year, because they're usually going team that, and they're usually a shitty team. So I can imagine that it is a lot of losses and not a lot of wins.
Yeah, one second.
You want to get on that data, boy?
I'm just sending you the picks. I highlighted the ones we got different.
Okay.
Shit.
That makes it easier for me.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Okay, cool. Thought we only had six separate games. I was going to say, losing?
No. It's a dealer, so.
Yeah.
We had that much faith in the Colts as a lock.
Dude, we got seven different games. Freaking, Pittsburgh's, but Pittsburgh, they're just having a weird year. The whole number one pick thing you were talking about, though, it'd be an interesting stat to see, because you're right. They typically go to just an absolute dumpster fire. It's typically Jacksonville.
We always – we give the number one overall quarterback a lot of leeway because typically, the team with the number one overall pick is the worst record of the year before. So, that being said, their team's not good. So, you got to give them a little bit more leeway. The team's still growing and developing around him. So, with Kenny Pickett, I believe you probably should be giving them the same type of leeway, but it doesn't really feel like we're doing that.
Yeah, we're not giving him the same leeway, but Kenny Pickett is not Trevor Lawrence. We've got to remember that, too.
You are correct, but Kenny Pickett went to a team that lost their two top receivers in Juju and Claypool.
Well, Claypool was there for half the year, right?
He was there until week four, I think. And then
they traded him to Chicago, right?
Yeah, they traded him to Chicago. But I guess that was probably around the deadline, actually. Yeah, you're right.
Around
the deadline. But then also, the offensive line is abysmal. They make Najee Harris look like garbage. Najee Harris may have been a little overrated last season just because he got a lot of garbage touchdowns and a lot of easy goal line touchdowns. I mean, not easy. Scoring a touchdown is still scoring a touchdown. It's not like you can just fucking walk in all the time.
Speaking of Najee Harris, and then we were talking about Matt Stafford. Does your girlfriend ever kick herself the fact that she didn't trade me those players for some pretty quality players?
I think she said one time if I remember correctly. Like, I should have fucking traded Stafford. Either that or she said this thing about Harris. She never said it. She's never said it about both of them at the same time. Well, she definitely said it about one or the other.
Harris is like number 22 in our league, I think, like in the rankings.
Which, I mean, that's still a starting running back.
It's like a number two running back for sure. A solid flex, at least.
I mean, I had Saquon, who was number one, who and then dropped down to like the fourth, and that would just scored me like 2.5 points or 5.5 points, something like that. So that was cool. I had 25 yards off of 15 carries. That was really cool.
That's always getting you right now.
That's what's getting me before. I mean, he was getting me like 30 points a game before.
Yeah, as you say, like the first half of the year, I feel like he's been pretty dominant.
Oh, yeah, he's been really good.
Yeah, I don't know. Some of that stuff with fantasy, it's like last year, if you remember Mahomes, like 6 weeks through, I was about ready to trade him for nothing. Because he was just sucking it up.
Like, all fantasy is, which it's like waves. It goes, there's ups and downs. And it's really hard to have your team consistently have ups.
Yeah.
And just how long is your down going to have? Because the thing is, like, you don't want to just get rid of your top player during his down, because he's going to be coming back up and going to be just as good as he was.
Yeah. Well, my whole thing with fantasy, like with Dynasty, at least you can make somewhat of an investment and keep your player over time.
Yeah, like Deshaun Watson, who's going to be my number one quarterback. I'm waiting 2 weeks for this shit.
If Deshaun Watson becomes your number one quarterback, I will buy you like a whole
night. He's going to. I'm putting him in QB1. He is going to be my quarterback one.
He's no. Yeah. If this happens and he winds up being like a top 10 quarterback, and I'll even give you the benefit of the doubt, this could be next year. Next time I'm up in Fargo, I'll buy your beer all night long.
The reason why I am sticking through this league through next year 100%. Like, I don't have like a 99%. Like, oh, maybe I won't. No, I'm 100% committed to next year because of Deshaun Watson. And I don't care how bad he plays. He will be starting in my QB1 spot the whole fucking season.
Have you ever won the league?
Yeah, before the Dynasty League, I won 2 out of the 3 years we did it.
I couldn't remember if you'd won it. I know I won 1 year, and Nick won 1 year, right?
No, I beat... Who did I beat? I think I beat Ed 1 year.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, because you thought you were going to go for a three-peat.
Yeah. Three-peat, and then
then you realize a three-peat's much tougher to do.
It's very hard, yeah. And then last year, I got second to last on my dynasty league because everyone on my team got injured. Everyone on my team is still injured. The only thing,
yeah,
I literally can't get rid of anyone on my team because then everyone else will fucking take them. And there's that I can like replace them with.
I'm gonna need Alvin Kamara for my playoff push, but I would totally trade him to whoever has Kenneth Walker, like, yesterday. Because you know next year he's going to get his 6, if not more, game suspension.
Oh, for sure.
For the whole incident in Vegas. That was pretty aggressive.
Yeah, I mean, he beat the shit out of a person.
I mean, like, it wasn't like a just, okay, he hit somebody. It was like he fucking, like, murdered somebody, basically.
Yeah, Ray Rice got kicked out of the league because his wife talked back to him. And Kamara's playing the next week. He's playing at the Pro Bowl.
Kamara's like, all right, fuck. Yeah. Well, cool, dude. Well, I probably should get to it. I got to go get dinner with your girlfriend and her family.
Yeah, I mean, we were able to get this to about, I think, 40-some minutes. So I think that's pretty good for considering
the
conditions, so.
40-some minutes with a little bit of allergies when you need to pop off to the service, but not too bad. Yeah. So, what's the score like on the weeks? What is it, like 6-0-2? Or
we are at week 12 now, right?
Yeah.
I believe because we've missed a couple weeks.
Yeah.
So I think it's 7-1-2.
So basically,
I could be wrong though.
7-1-2.
I think because we missed a few weeks. We missed the basically first couple weeks, and then
one. I need like one or two more weeks to have this in the bag. Is what you're trying to tell me.
Yeah, you need about two more weeks. It's week 12, so we have 7 weeks left. So technically, I can win out and win. And then if you win one more game, I think I can tie with one more game. If you win. And then...
Yeah. If you win out, by the way, save your...
Dude, that's what I've been telling you I was going to do. All right, well, I think Ben disconnected. Oh, there he is. Okay.
Sorry, he's connecting to my truck once I hopped in here.
Yeah, that's what I figured.
Yeah, but no, I was saying, like, if you go on a winning streak and you beat me out, we're going to go to Vegas because you obviously got some luck.
I mean, the thing is I've been getting fucked all season. Over half of my fucking losses happen in the fourth quarter with my team up, and they fuck it every time.
Oh, dude, it's like, happened here.
I debated on turning off the TV after the Colts lost that game to the Eagles and just never watching football again as to how pissed I was.
It's been like the opposite for you this year compared to my fantasy team, and my picks are just like on a...
Yeah, it's not been my year. It has not. It wasn't meant to be my year. And that's because there's always...
Last year wasn't my year. You beat me in the regular season. I just like took a goose egg.
Yeah, at least I had the picks. I didn't have fantasy last year, so I can't say anything about that. But I did have the picks last year. I kicked ass.
Yeah.
But it's okay, you know. Next year's a new year. But we're still in this year, and we're winning this fucking year.
Yeah. Right on, dude. Well, I'm heading over there, so all right. Talk to you later.
Talk to you later. Bye.
All right, bye.